This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
People shouted and screamed as the fire raged on the top floors of the martyr Abu Sayfain church. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported that the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit in one of them. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly, along with General Ahmed Rashid, the governor of the Giza province where the church is located, went to the scene of the fire. They presented the government's condolences along with pledges to help the families of the victims. Authorities have also pledged to set up technical and engineering committees to investigate the cause of the fire. Egyptian political sociologist Saeed Sadiq tells VOA that the church is located in a neighborhood full of narrow streets and alleyways.
Because they exist in overcrowded area, usually alleys, separate defense and fire brigades cannot reach it that quickly. So this is a problem.
The incident came 9 years to the day government security forces evacuated a Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camp in the north of Cairo, resulting in a large number of casualties. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has edged ahead in a tight presidential race, according to official results reported by Kenyan media on Sunday, as more riot police were deployed inside the National Election Tallying Center after scuffles and accusations by party agents. It underscores fraying tempers and high tensions with the National Counting Hall as the country waits for official results from last Tuesday's election. In the presidential race, official verified results reported by the Nation Media Group showed Ruto taking 51% of the vote ahead of left-leaning opposition leader Raila Odinga, who had 48%. Confusion over vote tallying in the media and the slow pace of progress by the Electoral Commission have fed anxiety in Kenya, which is East Africa's richest and most stable nation, but which has had a history of violence following disputed elections. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday congratulated India on 75 years of independence and said the United States and India were indispensable partners that would continue to work together to address global challenges in the years ahead. India will mark its 75th year of independence on Monday, celebrating the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Biden also said his country's Indian-American community had made the United States a more innovative, inclusive, and stronger nation. Police say a man killed himself after ramming a U.S. Capitol barrier with a car, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing gunshots into the air from the burning car before fatally shooting himself. The incident happened early Sunday morning at a vehicle barricade set at East Capitol Street and 2nd Street in Washington. Authorities say that as the man was getting out of the car, the vehicle became engulfed in flames. As police approached, they say he opened fire, shooting several bullets into the air. Police say the man fatally shot himself as officers went to confront him. The man's identity has not been released and no one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.